Morning, it's Friday morning and it's Ness Andrews and this is our daily podcast. This morning I wanted to talk to you about abundance, and I was thinking about the abundance of God's grace and provision over the years to me and my family, and how blessed I feel in those years when all is well or more than well. And it reminded me of the 7 years of the feast and famine that Joseph lived through. And equally, how often when we are in a famine, how we can misinterpret exactly what the abundance of God's grace and provision is, or what our expectations of God are in that time. So I thought we'd have a little look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 8 to 15. And it reads, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work, as it is written, 'They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever.' Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." Now, there are a few things that really strikes me about this passage. Firstly, that Paul is quoting from Psalm 112, verse 9. In scattering gifts to the poor and how we help others. So by providing bread, for example, is doing the will of God. And through that, we will be enriched in return in every way. It's like early in the passage, Paul says, "Give generously, God loves a cheerful giver." Now, it's not that we have to do an act of generosity to get a reward of generosity back. That's not what God is asking. But if we choose to act because our hearts are aligned to the will of God and what he would wish to have us do, then he's going to provide us abundantly, so that in all things and in all times we will have all that we ever need. Now, that doesn't mean, of course, that we will have what we believe we need necessarily, but it means that God's grace and provision will be sufficient for us, and his grace will be in abundance in everything we do. So sometimes there is a waiting period too. You know, the famine lasted 7 years before it lifted. And the other thing that stood out for me in this passage is how not only are we enriched in every way, but the people we bless are also enriched through our giving and good works. And then there is a thanksgiving element in this passage. The people who receive are thankful to God that we have been obedient and helped them. And we are thankful to God for providing for us, but also that he has given us the extra abundance to help others. So in turn, our thanksgiving all goes back up to God. And yes, it appears like a cycle, but it's part of living out the gospel, isn't it? Did these things stand out for you too? And we also, of course, have many other scriptures in the Bible. We have Jesus promises us in the Lord's Prayer, where it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." And it's God promised to provide for us every day. And if we look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, Paul says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." So I'm not sure where today you stand, whether you are in a place of feast or famine, but I want to encourage you that whatever your need, whether it is health, financial, loneliness or something else, that you are seeking God's abundant grace, and that you're coming from a place of thanking God for what he has done, coming from a place of belief, not unbelief, and that he's going to provide you with his grace and abundant love, And don't stop from helping others, even if it's only offering a prayer. You know, that can have a massive upside to it. Or giving your last egg in the cupboard, or helping a neighbour, because God's promise is to make all grace abound to us. Well, I want to leave you on that note. I hope you have an amazing day and an amazing weekend. Go in the knowledge that God's love and grace is sufficient for you. Bye.